This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered a speech in Warsaw on Saturday that he capped off with a call for the end of the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden said, for God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. The call signals a significant alteration in the U.S. stance toward the Russian leader, whose troops began a full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Since then, Russian forces have attacked a number of civilian targets, as well as staging attacks on the Ukrainian armed forces. Earlier this month, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the Russian people have to decide who they want to lead them. The Kremlin took a similar tack on Saturday, saying Russia's leader is not to be decided by Mr. Biden. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it should only be a choice of the people of the Russian Federation. Biden also directly addressed the Russian people in his speech, saying to them, you are not our enemy. Earlier at a news conference, the U.S. president told Poland's leader Andrzej Duda that the United States has made mistakes in the past and will not do it again when it comes to war.
America's ability to meet its role in other parts of the world rests upon a united Europe and a secure Europe.
He said the United States has learned what happens when the U.S. is not involved in stability in Europe.
We have learned from sad experience in two world wars when we've stayed out of and not been involved with stability in Europe, but always comes back to haunt us, the United States.
Ukraine's president made a surprise video appearance Saturday at Qatar's Doha Forum, calling on the energy-rich nation and others to boost their production to counteract the loss of Russian energy supplies. From Washington, this is VOA News. Three powerful explosions have been heard on the outskirts of the Ukrainian city of Lviv, and Russians have also entered the city of Slavutich. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
The sound of three blasts rang out into the air in the outskirts of Lviv as air raid sirens sounded. The city of over 700,000 people is about 45 miles from Ukraine's border with Poland and has been largely spared from major attacks in recent weeks. Meanwhile, reports have emerged of a Russian takeover of a hospital in Slavutich. The governor of the region said that residents of Slavutich took to the streets with Ukrainian flags to protest the Russian invasion. When the Russians tried to scare the crowds with stun grenades and by shooting in the air, the crowd did not disperse, but according to the governor, more people arrived. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken flies Saturday to Israel, where he will attend an Israeli-Arab summit. The visit is also likely to be dominated by discussions about the Iran nuclear talks and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The State Department says Blinken will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Sunday. Bennett has been trying to mediate an end to the month-old Ukraine-Russia conflict. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid's office said he would convene Blinken and counterparts from United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and Egypt for a meeting on Sunday and Monday. During his trip, Blinken is also expected to meet in Ramallah with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Dozens of Afghan women, including students, teachers, parents, and civil society activists, demonstrated in Kabul on Saturday against the Taliban's decision to keep schools shuttered for girls. The Islamist Taliban reopened secondary schools after the winter break on March 23rd, which also marks the start of the school year for most Afghan provinces. But the hardline group abruptly reneged on its decision to allow girls above the sixth grade to return to the classroom. Secondary schools for girls across most of Afghanistan have been closed since August, when the Taliban seized power from the now-defunct Western-backed Afghan government. The move swiftly drew international condemnation of the Taliban for backtracking on their commitment that all Afghan girls around the country would be allowed to resume their education. China's Civil Aviation Authority said Saturday that all 132 people aboard the plane that crashed into a mountainside in southern China this week have been confirmed dead. And circling back to our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden has delivered a speech in Warsaw that he capped off with a call for the end of the rule of Russian President Vladimir Putin. You can find all the news on Ukraine that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.